Hello, everybody. Welcome to my Crazy Life Caroline's fourth podcast. Absolutely delighted. Thanks to everyone who was listening in. It's great to get the feedback from me on Instagram and TikTok. Just letting me know that you're loving it and you're having the laugh. And a little bit hungover now this morning. She was out Saturday night and Sunday night. Yes. That's very unusual for me because I don't normally go out that much. But it's just been a bit of a crazy one. Crazy life. So what we're going to do today, I put a question box up on Instagram and TikTok. And growing up in the 80s and 90s was like, people really wanted it. When I was doing my research yesterday, actually, it was mad because it really took me back. It's a little bit emotional looking back because I just, those were really fun times. And I look back now and I'm like, oh my God, we just had such a lovely childhood. And now the childhood is very different. There was no social media, there was no phones. You know, we just knew. We knew what Mary down the road had, but we didn't know what Mary in America had. And sometimes that's bad, you know. But then social media has brought so much good things, like give me a job. Do you know, life is just much more faster pace, isn't it? I remember when I met my husband originally, he had a beeper. And that's how they used to contact them when they're on the road, and they'd have to go into a phone box. Like, how mad is that now? You just pick up the phone. So my first, I think the very, when I was thinking back, the first childhood memory I had was Glen Rowe. That song on the Sunday night. That's really bad singing now, but you know that tune that came on, like, and we were all like, it's time for bed. Have you done the homework? I just remember that song coming on and my mother going, up to bed, up to bed. And do you remember when Miley and Fidelma got it off in the hay barn? I mean, that was that television. When that came out, people were stunned because Ireland was like so behind and they were like, oh my God, what is after happening here? It's just it was mad times, wasn't it? Now, jeez. Like, does anyone ever watch Naked Attraction on television? So Naked Attraction is a program where people are completely nude. So you pick a person based on their body parts. Yeah. So we've gone from Miley and Fidelma rolling around in the hay shed to Naked Attraction, where you see every part of someone on television. Wow, that is mad. Like, I always say, oh, say 20 years ago, but it's not. It's not, it's 30 years. I'm scared. That is mad, 30 years ago. Jesus, that's a lot to take in on a hungover day. But yeah, I remember, like, my house used to be full of smoke. My mother used to always be smoking, she'd be carrying the babies around smoking. But back then they didn't know it was wrong, but like, thank God there's nothing wrong with us, like. Do you know, like, she used to smoke, and we'd go into the kitchen, the room would be full to smoke, absolutely full of smoke. And it only came out years after that how bad it was for people. But I mean, like, that's what we grew up with, like, our parents smoking around us. And like, the only thing about when I look back, I never remember my mother opening a bottle of wine. There was no wine, like for me, I drink at home a lot, where my children are used to that. But I think if my mother took out a bottle of beer, I'd be like, what the hell. I suppose it wasn't done back then, was it? I don't know. But like, did your parents drink at home when you were younger? I just can't remember it happening ever. It's a really strange one. And then, you know, it everything was fixed by the dry 7-Up and the dry toast. Not dry 7-Up, the flat 7-Up. Bit of flat 7-Up there and a bit of Vic. My father used to be obsessed with the Vic. He used to rob Vic. I think every night we used to have to Vic. You get a bit of Vic now. You get a bit of Vic. If you showed any sign of a sickness, a cough, or a flu, Vic. Like, there wasn't even that amount of antibiotics back then. I don't remember. I remember my sister getting antibiotics one time, right? But compared to nowadays, I mean, we give antibiotics at every drop of our toy. It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. Yeah, like I remember waking up in the morning in my house and you'd blow and you'd see your breath. But that's the way it was. There was no heating really. Like we had fires. We'd even fireplaces in our bedrooms, but we didn't have heat. But you know what? We were a lot healthier though. I definitely think we were healthier back then than we are now. Like we didn't have the sickness, because I think that sometimes when you have heating, it kind of makes like bacteria grow a bit. Now, I wouldn't be turning off the heating, like. Definitely not turning off the heating. But I think we're definitely not as healthy as we were back then. Like we didn't even have a plug upstairs. We had no plug. So if you wanted to plug something in upstairs, you'd have to get four extension leads up. I mean, my children are. I say to myself, we are living in a palace compared to where we had to live. It's such different times, for children that there is much hardship. And I think there's nothing wrong with a bit of hardship in life. I think it gives you a bit of a kick up the arse and say, come on, will ya? So I worry. I worry every day about my children. Because I'm like, you don't have hardship. I think hardship is good for you. So yeah, that's the one thing I do worry about my children in the future. Will they know what it's like not to have heat and not to have, not to have food sometimes. It's like treats. Oh, I mean, they can have a treat here when they want. Back then, there was no treats. Like you Easter, Christmas, there was no chocolate in the press. Or every day is a treat to hear, every single day. But I think as a mother, if you have gone through those times, you don't want your children to go through them. You're like, no, I want my children to have a bit better. But that might be to our demise. I think so. You remember getting the house phone? Oh, Jesus. It was the best invention ever, the house phone. Like, I remember getting it and we'd be like ringing people and it was such a big thing for us. Because if we wanted to ring anyone, we used to have to go down to the local pub. Or we'd have to go over to the phone box. I remember this fella, I was chatting to this fella and he was living in Galway and sure, he had a house phone, but I used to have to go to the phone box with my call cards and lads. Those are the times, imagine. Imagine you could have to say, meet you uptown now at 3 o'clock and they'd be uptown and you might make it and they'd just go home. There's no texting and ringing, WhatsApp and Snapchatting. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? There's so many different sources of contacting someone now. Like, you can ring in Snapchat, you can ring in WhatsApp, you can ring on Viber, you can ring even on Instagram now. They will get you. They will find you eventually. Do you remember the VCR then? The VCR, oh Jesus. It was the best invention in our house. Saturday nights were just go down to your old Extravision there and pick up your video, your VCR. And remember, if you didn't rewind the video back, you'd get charged. You'd have to rewind it back to the start. My God. They won't even watch an ad here. An ad. Even for myself though, when I'm watching ads, I'm like, oh. Far, can we not far with that ad? Like, but did you ever get something stuck in the VCR? My brother, he used to try and stick forks into it, food into it. Yeah, we were all. He was the baby, and yeah, we used to. he used to be so much trouble with the VCR. Look, he didn't get electrocuted, lads. Sure. He didn't, thank God. We actually got a computer because we were the information age town Ennis was, and everyone in Ennis got their own computer. I mean, we were way ahead of the times. Oh my God. Remember the dial up? That's so wrong, but you know what I'm talking about. The dial up. It was mental. And the chat rooms. Remember you going to all the chat rooms? I remember having gone on all these chat rooms and your name would be like Sexy Susie or something like that. Oh, Jesus. What was, I think of mine was Cool Chick Caroline, I think something like that. You'd be getting chatting to people. Like, it was so surreal, like, in these chat rooms. Like, oh, we loved the old computer, but there was nothing like it in our house. Because we just never had it. And it was so new. And it was so new to everybody because we were just lucky to get it, you know, at the time. It was just such fun times. Oh, one thing I was looking up, actually, and it just brought the tears to my eyes, was the beat in the street. Do you remember the beat on the street? Oh my God. The 7-Up beat in the street. I was obsessed with it. And remember Electric Eddie? I had the biggest crush on Electric Eddie. I just loved him. I was like, oh, I just wanted to marry Electric Eddie. When it used to come to town, lads, I think they should bring Beat in the Street back. I think it was a very good thing. I think it'd be great crack. Can you imagine it? Like, I don't ever remember rain in Beat in the Street. Well, even if it did, we wouldn't care. We were just loving it. It was just, remember, we used to travel around the country. Oh my God, the fun I had of those things. But this is it, like, I suppose nowadays they're like, oh, it's a bit cold. It's a bit wet now for standing out in the rain, isn't it? You know, they're very precious. Where I wouldn't care. I'd be gone up to that beat in the street by with the best outfit I could find. And I'd be above staring at Electric Eddie. You want me to come home with you? Psycho. I was obsessed with Boyzone as well. Absolutely obsessed with Boyzone. I remember we went to their concert in Dublin, me and my cousin. Oh my God. I used to write to them. And I used to say, this is for their fan club. If you want me to be their girlfriend, like, you know, 13. And I'd say, oh, I'll be at the corner of this street at this time. Me above the corner, waiting above. Full sure they were going to come around the corner with the limo and go, yeah, pop in here now. We love ya. What? I mean, seriously, what was going through my head? Imagine nowadays, if your children started writing to people going, I'll meet you in this corner. Well, by God, you'd have them grounded. I don't think I told my mother, though. I couldn't have. Oh, Jesus. I did it a few times, like, desperado myself above the corner waiting for Boyzone. Oh, my God. And the room covered in posters. My kids don't have posters on their wall. I find it so weird. My whole wall was covered in posters. It was just everywhere. Boyzone. I don't know why they're just not into posters. They're into technology, I suppose. That's the reality of it. Oh my God, there were just such easier times. So easy. Like, I remember we used to go to Dunn's in Limerick every once a week to do the shopping. Well, I tell you this now, lads. The highlight of my week, going down to Dunn's. Going down into Limerick and looking around and buying the food and coming home. It was just the highlight. Don't you know? Oh, will you come food chat with me? Not a chance would they go. And if they went, you'd have half the trolley full of shit. We couldn't do that. We'd have been killed. No? No, would you? Oh, yeah, the old Dunn's trip was fun, wasn't it? Oh, I just loved it. I wish my children could go back to those times for a little while and just for even for a day and see how simple it was. Do you know, the phone used to be tied to the wall. Now we're tied to our phones. And I'm the very same. I'm always, my phone is glued to me. And it's so bad for us. And it's hard to stop. Although I've stopped in the morning getting the phone instantly and looking it up because that's what I was doing. And it's so bad for you because you're instantly gone in and you might see a negative comment or someone saying something about you and it's just terrible. So I have to protect myself and not go on it in the morning and not go on it before I go to bed. But yeah, like back then there was none of that. Like someone wanted to message you, they'd send you a letter. I remember we used to write letters to my cousins and send them. I just write the letter now. It just such a weird time. There was no ringing people. Like you weren't able to ring just like that. They send letters up and down to the market. How crazy is that? Like, oh, I don't know. Did you ever have a dog or a cat? Like back then, there was none of these dogs in the bed. Like, oh, my dog. No, I absolutely love my dogs. Treat them like absolute queens. But back then, like, if you had a dog or a cat, they were thrown at the back. Bye-bye. They got the scraps off the table. There was none of this yearly injections. There was none of this, stuff for their skin and coats, grooming. Now the dogs are definitely happier now, and my dogs give me so much love. That's why I love the dogs so much, and I wish I could have 10 of them. I'm not allowed. Problem is going away, isn't it? It's going away on the holidays, you know. When I was younger, our internet was the old teletext. You remember the teletext? Will you look up there? Who won the match on the old teletext? Oh, jeez. My poor brother, you know, he's got special needs. He used to hate the teletext. You could not. I remember turning it on by mistake. Oh, Jesus. He just hated it. I don't know why. He just didn't like it. But yeah, the teletext, that was our internet. I wonder, does the teletext still exist, does it? I wonder. And then every Sunday, up to Mass. Into Mass every single Sunday without fail, you were there. And if you said you didn't want to go, you're living under my roof, you're getting to Mass. Do you remember it? Every single Sunday above. Now, I'm a Catholic, but I don't go to Mass and I don't bring my children to Mass. Now my little fellow's making his communion. I give him all the sacraments so he can make his own decision in the future. You know, he's too young at the moment to decide that. So I'm just going to do what I did, my mother did. Like, I do believe in God. I just don't believe we have to go to Mass every Sunday to confirm it. I think people's like, our lives are so mental anyway at the moment. I just think we just don't have the time. Like, people working 5 days a week. The last thing they want to be doing on a Sunday morning is dragging children out of bed and putting them into Mass. But like everyone who go, fair play to people who do go to Mass and bring their kids. I think when you've got a little bit of a few kicks in the road, the way, like in a sense of losing people you love too soon, I think it makes you wonder about it. Makes me wonder about it. It's a hard one. But I think I'm not sure what's going to happen when this generation dies of our parents because they're keeping it all together. They're going to Mass, and, you know, but like our generation isn't. We're not going to Mass. It's a sad reality, but you know, in Spain, like they have a huge population of people that are Catholics, but the churches aren't open. They don't do the whole thing. So yeah, it's a weird one. Like, remember, We used to have a grotto across the road with Mary in it. And we used to sit down. So for the month of May, then they'd be doing the rosary every evening over there. And me and my friends, we used to sit there every day for a month in order to get a party at the end with a couple of bags of sweets. That's how desperate we were for a bag of sweets. We were like, give me some sweets, give me some sweets. Yeah, imagine sitting there for a whole month praying for bag of sweets. Jesus, we were desperate. I say it now when I'm showing my kids, I'm like, I used to be there. I used to be there, sitting down there every day in May, praying for a bag of sweets. They just think it's absolutely hilarious. All they have to do is go downstairs and open a drawer. Oh, there's some sweets. Yeah, I know. Terrible mother. Absolutely terrible mother. Do you remember the Christmas decorations that we used to put up from the ceiling? Oh, those things, they were like an accordion. So my mother used to come home from work. My mother used to work in the evening. And she used to come home from work. And we'd have the whole place decorated in the accordion style decorations. Well, it was so funny. Like, she used to, oh, they're beautiful. But I wonder, did she think they were beautiful? Because if my children did that to my house, I'd be like, sorry now, they're coming down. They're absolute shit. But my mother didn't. I don't know, like, but maybe that's what everyone's house was like. Oh, they were absolutely terrible, weren't they? Oh my God, all different colours hanging. And then do you remember the snow on the window? So we used to get the stencils and spray out the snow. Well, she used to be only delighted. She'd be saying, oh, there we go. Going to work. Like back then, going to work was no problem because you just left the children with the children. Yeah, like there wasn't many childminders, lads, was there? Like I remember, like my mother went back to work and she'd own my brother. And yeah, like we were left to the baby for a few hours until my dad got home. This is the way it was. This is his childcare. Bye now. Mind him. Feed him. Change his nappy at 10 years of age. I wouldn't give a dog to my 9-year-old or my 15-year-old. They wouldn't have a clue what to do with them. We were girls as well. Girls are a bit different. But I just don't remember that much childcare around. You know? Like, when they went out, my parents, I remember we were getting babysitters, all right. But, yeah. Fun times, that's. Remember we used to have this big wooden cot inside the sitting room, like, you know, nowadays everything is, you know, styled to fit into the sitting room. No, big huge cot inside, pink cot. I used to be inside it. But again, like, we couldn't see while Mary down the road had her, do you know, so just got on with it. We really did. I remember, like, my mother in the summertime, she'd say, oh, bye now, out you go. I'd say, we're going to go cycling out to a lake, go swimming. Perfect, there's your towel. All day we'd be gone. Never worried. If my children came to me and said, we're actually going out to swim in a river or a lake, I'd be like, you are in your arse. Like, we just did it. They never worried about us. We always came home. Isn't a hope cycling on a main road 9 years of age and going off swimming? More than any abuse, let's come back in 5 hours. Like we were told, out, out, get out. Now the children just want to be inside watching movies, cozy. Oh, that's the more I'm talking about it. I'm like, oh, take me back to those days. They were so simple, weren't they? They were so much fun. Like, there was no competition with clothes and shoes, and because you didn't know what anyone else had. Nowadays, it's just crazy, isn't it? We have so much shit. Do you remember coming home from television, coming home from school, and the minute you come home, you put on the old zig and zag. Best thing ever. when I was doing my research, I was showing my younger son Zig and Zag, and I was showing him the Wonderly, Wonderly Wagon. Do, 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 do. And he was like, what the hell is that? I said, these are the programs we loved when we were small. I said, they were so good. We loved them. Bosco. Loved Bosco. But nowadays, it's just no. CGI and movie theatres and iPads, iPhones. Everyone has to have an iPhone or, you know, they're not cool. I'm lucky enough my kids aren't into clothes. Like, they're not really into yet. The 15-year-old would wear anything. So it's good that we don't have, you know, that part, because the girls, I see with my sisters, absolute pains in the hole, like, with clothes. Did you have a toaster actually when you were small? We had no toaster for years. So we used to have to get the bread and put it into the fire with the fork and toast it. Should there be smell of soot off it? Sure, there was beautiful toast. It was so nice. I remember eating it going, this is gorgeous. I wouldn't do it now, like. You'd be afraid, you'd poison the children doing that. We're still alive though, and kicking. And all the crap that we had to deal with, and smoking into our faces. Such toast. Swimming in the lake alone. I don't know. I remember we were young when my brother was born, and when we used to bring him out anywhere. No car seats. The Moses basket would be thrown into the back seat with the child inside in it. Nowadays, you can't leave the hospital without the bloody car seat. Like, why? Like, it's so weird, isn't it? Remember the Moses basket in the back? My mother going, oh yeah, there's the baby. There's no messing, like, just thrown in. No Isofix and car seats and, oh jeez, the cost of all these things. And now the Moses basket, and you're absolutely grand. Oh, do you remember the kiss chase? Like, we used to play in the park across the road from our house, and we used to absolutely love it. And we'd be playing, you know, 52 Anchors and kiss chase. Yeah, kiss chase. You'd be slowing down for the lads you like. Gosh. You know, same with hide and seek. You'd kind of let them know where you were. They were the fun games, weren't they? They wouldn't know what to play now. They'd be like, we need our iPhones. We need our iPads. They don't know what. They don't know how to play anymore. Say I want to get a 10. And my mother had me the old baby aisle. Out you go. There's the baby aisle. Burn your skin to a crisp. There was no sun cream, like. There was no such thing as sun cream. Nowadays, I do worry sometimes when I'm putting Factor 50 on them, and like, they're not even getting any rays into them. Like, surely vitamin D is good, like a bit of it, obviously. But yeah, the old baby oil. I still have a great colour, though. Not advised. Do not go and put baby oil on you. I would never do it now. But I mean, that's the times we were in. Oh, lads. Can't believe I'm talking for a full half an hour there, lads, on the 80s and 90s. It's absolutely mad, isn't it? Oh, Jesus. Do you remember the pan stick? Do you remember the Max Factor pan stick? Do you remember it? Oh, Jesus. It was just gas, wasn't it? That was our makeup, like. Not all this contouring and shit. And you just put it there and there'd be a big divide, like, between here and here, wouldn't there? Yeah, there would, like, the big huge divide, and we'd be like, oh yeah, yeah. We used to go out on a Sunday out to my granny's. She used to live out in the country. And sure, we'd walk down and just pick all the blackberries off the bush and eat them. No washing them, nothing. Could be mice and rats pissing up to them. Nah, still eating them. We're still alive, though. Who remembers butter vouchers? I did a sketch on this, actually, and not many people knew about them. Did you have butter vouchers? So there was an excess of butter in the country in the 80s and 90s, and they used to give us butter vouchers, and we'd be able to go up and buy butter with them. But you'd never be getting the butter. Your mother'd say, go in there and I'll get a box of fags for those butter vouchers. She'd send the kids up like, oh, fun times, lads. Absolutely. Yeah, the butter vouchers were, oh, so funny. Right, I better leave it there at 31 minutes. I actually can't believe I've spoken about the issue. I was worried that I wouldn't have enough content for this. It's nuts. Absolutely nuts. I'd love to get your feedback on here, our Instagram and TikTok. Thanks for listening. Next week, what will we do? Well, maybe communions, because I have a communion coming up soon. Dreading it. Bye-bye!